the left is moving their minds about. I mean, think about if Matt Lauer actually said to Hillary Clinton, what about Benghazi? What about Benghazi? Your claim that no American lives were lost in Libya. No American lives are lost in Libya. Not one American life was lost in Libya. And Matt Lauer just, oh, okay. You don't hear the left getting upset about that, you know? You don't hear the left. You don't hear the NBC executive saying, oh, it was a disgrace. It was a disaster. Well, why not? Why not? Hillary Clinton said no Americans were killed. And Matt Lauer didn't go, but with all due respect, Madam Secretary, American lives were lost in Benghazi. Isn't that part of Libya? Or is that part of Aleppo? Isn't Benghazi part of Libya? Well, Matt, that's different. We're talking about removing Muammar Gaddafi, but it's all one and the same. It was all one giant mess. You remove Gaddafi, you set up an embassy. I mean, it doesn't end with just removing Gaddafi. You have to secure the country. If you're going to get rid of the president of a country, if you're going to take out who was the stable driving force of whatever they called the government in Libya, if you're going to take that out, if you're going to take that piece of the puzzle out, well, the whole American lives dying has to be part of the equation, because the only reason the people died in Benghazi is because of what happened with Gaddafi. There would be no Benghazi if there was no intervention in Libya. That's just a fact. So the left, as they're all distraught about email questions and not talking about Howard Stern, seem to be forgetting all of the other hooks that Lauer let Hillary off. Hillary Clinton said no American life was lost in Libya. That's factually wrong. And Matt Lauer didn't bring it up. And you don't hear the left going crazy about that, do you? You don't hear the media talking about that. And I wish Matt Lauer would step up and say, hey, guys, whoa, I get it. I'm the sacrificial lamb, so that Anderson and Lester Holt and Martha Radinsky can literally walk up and kick Trump in the balls, because that's what people are going to be demanding in the media and on the left. But hey, I could have asked Hillary Clinton about Benghazi. I could have asked Hillary Clinton about the Clinton Foundation. He could have said to her when she said, my plan to fight ISIS involves A, B, C, and D, but there will be no troops on the ground. Lauer could have said, well, with all due respect, Madam Secretary, there's already troops on the ground. There's about 5,000 troops on the ground. So, there's already 5,000 troops on the ground. We already are conducting airstrikes. We already have what we're being told is coalition support. And yet, ISIS still controls parts of Libya, parts of Syria, parts of Iraq. So, again, Madam Secretary, what is your plan for ISIS? Because the things you're saying is already being done. And what you're not saying is that there's already troops on the ground. So, help me out here. Lauer could have said that to her, but he didn't. He could have talked about how after Libya fell, it created an ISIS haven. I was going to say an ISIS country. But I don't know if they control the entire country yet, but there is a huge piece of Libya that they control. I mean, Lauer could have brought up, with all due respect, Hillary, all due respect, Secretary Clinton, can we talk about the foreign donations that you've received? Part of being a commander-in-chief is dealing with foreign countries. And in doing so, maximizing benefits for our country and minimizing the risks to our people and our way of life. How can you, after taking millions, billions of dollars from countries like Saudi Arabia and even Russia, how can you, as now the president, be able to still have an unbiased position as it comes to issues that will come up? Because if Saudi Arabia has given you $30 or $40 million, how do you, as president, then demand more cooperation from them as it pertains to ISIS or putting troops on the ground to fight ISIS? He could have asked her that, but he didn't. I mean, that's where the mindset is. As far as the left, as far as the Democrats, they are so distraught that Matt Lauer asked her questions about her server. They're beside themselves. They're beside themselves. He was wrong. It was a disaster. They should be thankful. They should be thankful. He never brought up Benghazi when they were talking about Libya. And again, Hillary Clinton goes back to, my opponent was for the taking out of Gaddafi. So don't let him fool you. Listen, Let me try to break this down for all of you once again. A lot of times, whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or both, everybody's going to be on the same page. I don't think anybody would have agreed that Muammar Gaddafi was a cool dude, that he was a hip guy. I think everybody would have agreed that Muammar Gaddafi was an evil, evil tyrant. He was a bastard. He was Satan. And I don't think anybody would have disagreed. He should have been removed. He should have been killed. But the question becomes, how was it done? How was it handled? So I can be for something along with you. We could be in agreement. But how that process is done, that's the debate. And when that process is a failure, you can't then say to somebody, well, you agreed. No. I agreed to the fundamental question that should he be in power? Is he a bad guy? That's what I agreed with. But the way you did it, the way you handled it, the way you took care of it was wrong. If I have a football team and you have a football team, the object is to score a touchdown. That's the object. We run plays. Well, we could run different plays. We can have different schemes. We can have different personnel sets. If you fail and I succeed or vice versa, you can't say, yeah, but you're going to do the same thing. No. Yeah, the object is to win. The object is to score a touchdown. But you decided to pass the ball on the 2-yard line. I decided to run the ball. So for Hillary Clinton to go, well, Donald Trump was for the intervention in Libya. No, watch the video. Donald Trump was for the removal of Muammar Gaddafi. But if you're sitting there and someone goes, here's our plan. We're going to remove Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, that's good. Then what are you going to do? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? We don't know. You don't know? No, we don't know. Well, if you don't know, then don't remove Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah, but you agreed with us about removing him. He's bad. Yeah, he's bad. But you can't remove him if you don't have a plan. Well, we kind of have a plan. What's your plan? We think these other people are going to take over and they're going to run. You think? Hey, guys, how is that the same? Seriously, how is that the same? And again, Matt Lauer let Hillary Clinton off the hook. And the media last night, when MSNBC and that, the old hipster douchebag, Lawrence O'Donnell, was like, Donald Trump was for the intervention in Libya. Watch this clip. And it's years ago where Trump's in his office and he's going, Muammar Gaddafi is bad. Muammar Gaddafi is horrible. He needs to be gone. We need to have him stop killing people. See, he supported it. How does somebody go from trying to make the connection? This is a mind-boggling journey with liberals. It really is. It's a mind-boggling journey with liberals. How they make this jump that Trump or whoever would that you know would be in that position, how they can make the jump of, well, Trump agreed that Muammar Gaddafi was bad and he should be removed. So in turn, hey, he agreed with what happened in Libya. He agreed what happened after Libya. He agreed what happened in Benghazi. How do you make that jump? Saying a tyrant is bad and a tyrant should be removed is different than somebody saying the tyrant is bad, the tyrant should be removed, and here's our plan. Oh, yeah, I agree with all of that. It's just not in the same ballpark. It's not in the same ballpark. And they easily could understand this. And I'm talking about the left, I'm talking about the media, but they are so just beside themselves. They're beside themselves because Hillary is bad. Hillary's horrible. She's a horrible campaigner. She speaks horribly. She's unhealthy. She has no accomplishments. And she has to wear an earpiece for a town hall meeting. And because of all these things, she can't beat Donald Trump. She can't beat Donald Trump. So she needs the media. She needs the media to help her win. End of story. And without the media, she'd be polling at about 6%. She would be Gary Johnson. She would be. She'd be Gary Johnson. So Lauer could have literally just boots on the ground. What are you talking about? We already have boots on the ground. Libya, what are you talking about? Benghazi. Look at what Libya is today. It's an ISIS haven. But he didn't. Clinton Foundation. Donations from foreign countries. Doesn't that compromise you in the White House? These are things that Lauer could have said to her. These are all legitimate things Lauer could have said, but he didn't. The left should be seriously. They should be thanking Lauer. But you know what? Ultimately, their outrage and what they're doing to him is still suiting their purpose, because ultimately Anderson Cooper is not going to do what Lauer did. Martha Radinsky is not going to do what Matt Lauer did. None of them are going to step out of line. I mean, Lauer could have challenged Hillary on the VA scan. Remember when Hillary said, it's fine. It's not as bad as what everybody says. He could have challenged her on that. He could have went after her on that. But he let her off the hook. She's on record saying it's not that bad. He let her off the hook. Like I said, they should be thanking Lauer. They really should be. They and you know, again, At the end of the day, this is all planned. Lauer's not in on the plan. Lauer wasn't going to agree to being the sacrificial lamb. He wasn't going to agree to be humiliated. He wasn't going to agree to be beaten up. But this was part of the plan. This was go after Lauer, humiliate Lauer, destroy Lauer, and make this be a lesson to Cooper, Martha, and especially Holt. Especially Holt. Especially Holt. So it's amazing. It's amazing. You ask a few questions about the server, and they lose their minds. She really could have gotten buried. She really could have gotten buried. But Lauer let her off the hook. He did. He let her off the hook. So then, again, we're bouncing around here, but we're almost done with this review of last night. When Lauer says to Trump, Putin says you're brilliant. Trump's like, yeah, okay. Well, you want that from a former KGB agent? You want that from somebody who imprisons reporters? You know, listen, has everybody forgotten that as of last week, the major airlines is in the United States are now flying to Cuba? Has everybody forgotten this? Has everybody forgotten that it was only a few months ago that Barack Hussein Obama was sitting in a baseball park with Raul Castro taking in a baseball game while there was a terrorist attack overseas with one of our allies? When did Cuba become the United States of America? When did Cuba become this bastion of freedom? When did Cuba not imprison reporters? When did this happen? Seriously, somebody please tell me. When did Cuba become a democracy? Somebody enlighten me on this? Could someone enlighten me on this? You know, pre the last few years, one of the greatest foreign policy achievements was Ronald Reagan forming not necessarily a partnership or even an ally, at least as far as a NATO, Germany or Great Britain style ally, but one of the greatest foreign policy achievements was basically creating somewhat of a friendship, a working alliance with Russia. The Berlin Wall coming down. basically pulling us out of the Cold War. I mean, it was always something that was revered. It was having a relationship with Russia was always something that people wanted. Yeah, China is a monster player. And let's not forget, China is a dictatorship. Let's not forget, China is not A1 caliber as it pertains to human rights. Okay, but Russia was always a country that we wanted to have a good relationship with. And after Reagan, that relationship always had its ups and downs, but for the most part, was something that was constantly being built on. Whether it was Bush Jr. and Putin getting together, or as recent as the Hillary Clinton Russian reset. But it's only been the last few years where all of a sudden Russia is the 1980s Russia. And we've got nuclear war on the horizon. And we're going to make movies like Crimson Tide and Rocky IV, where he's fighting Ivan Drago. Hey, people could still travel freely to Russia and vice versa. All of a sudden, when you listen to the left and you listen to the press, and even Matt Lauer, a former KGB agent. Guys, Obama is watching baseball with the Castros. We are intricately intertwined with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was part of 9/11. That was another document dump that happened over a holiday weekend. Those redacted 9/11 pages that were finally released, it happened over a holiday weekend. It happened over a holiday. So nobody really talked about it. It got buried. There was a holiday going on, and then there was some other, catastrophes happening. But unequivocally, that report points fingers at people in Saudi Arabia. Talk about imprisoning reporters. The next time Chris Hayes or Hadis Gold or Yari Rosenberg, the next time these people talk about Putin killing reporters, imprisoning reporters, can somebody remind them of what happens in Saudi Arabia? As we speak, there's people in prison in Saudi Arabia who every few weeks gets like 50 or 100 lashes because they went online and spoke out against the government. How is it that that is conveniently forgotten? Whenever it's a conversation about Putin and Trump, people act like every other country that we deal with has a bigger democracy than us, where they vote on everything. Where they actually have just a popular vote on everything. So they go, hey, should we have transgender bathrooms? All right, in 1 month, we're going to vote on it. Who will be our next president? In 2 months, we'll vote on it. No electoral college. No, everybody's vote counts. The left conveniently acts like all these countries that we deal with are bastions of democracy. And Russia is evil, bad. They're not exactly good. They got some serious flaws, but really? Cuba? Cuba somehow is California? Somehow, Obama eating peanuts and popcorn with Raul Castro is not cozying up to a dictator? While Obama's eating peanuts with Raul Castro watching a baseball game, there's people, and not just one person, not just two people, but hundreds and hundreds of people that are in a prison because they spoke out against the Castro brothers. Are you kidding me? And Matt Lauer says, really? You want to be complimented by a former KBG agent? Well, Obama's eating peanuts and watching a baseball game with a tyrant. Well, what about that? That dictatorship doesn't count? What's going on in Cuba, that doesn't count? Well, why? Why doesn't that count? What's going on in Saudi Arabia, that doesn't count? They're not a democracy. They imprison people, A, for leaving the Muslim faith, B, speaking out against the government, C, driving a car, if you're a woman. I mean, we could go down the list. And you think it's swell that you're praised by Vladimir Putin, a KBG agent? Trump says, listen, that has no impact on me whatsoever. Whatsoever. He says great things about me. I say great things about him. Whatever. People are like, how can Trump say that? How could Trump say Putin is a better leader than Obama? Again, how is that so controversial? How is that so controversial? Again, I don't get it. Obama's horrible. Obama's horrible. What Obama has done to this country is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. How is that controversial? Because Putin kills journalists. Okay, and they do it in Saudi Arabia. They do it in China. Remember, guys, China's not a democracy. China's not a democracy. So I'm sorry to burst some of y'all bubble. China is not a democracy. And let's face it, when you're talking about all these countries, okay? When you're talking about these nasty, evil, vile, despicable leaders of these countries, The only country, I mean, aside from China, and let's face it, the only reason we deal with China is because of what they can offer us. But if you put China to the side, when you're talking about Cuba, and you're talking about Saudi Arabia, and some of these other nasty, nasty places. Hell, take your pick in Africa. Talk about tyrants. Talk about, Jesus. But at least Russia could actually bring something to the table. I mean, if you had a pick of tyrants that you had to deal with, that you had to be friends with, and you're looking at Saudi Arabia, you're looking at Cuba, you're looking at some areas in Africa, and you're looking at Russia. Wouldn't Russia be at the top of the list as far as evil, nasty tyrants that one would say, I'll put the crappy things and evil things that they have done aside because, you know what? There's a benefit. There's a benefit from us having a working relationship with them. Seriously. Seriously, right? If you're the president, just put everything aside. And somebody said, all right, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, Russia. Wouldn't you go with Russia? Wouldn't you say, you know what? Let me deal with Russia. You know, let me deal with Russia. It's just amazing. Because that's how it used to always be. That's how it used to always be. I mean, I don't remember if it was Mikhail Gorbachev or if it was Yeltsin. I think it was Mikhail Gorbachev. But I think Time Magazine made the guy the man of the year. I think he might have even gotten like some other award. I mean, we put him on a pedestal. So this bizarre, weird, just denying history that the left and the media is doing with Russia is pretty wild. Because before the last few years with Obama, it was important for us to have a relationship with Putin or whoever was the president of Russia. It was important for us to get along with Gorbachev. How many times did Gorbachev come to the White House? How many meetings did Clinton and Boris Yeltsin have? I mean, it's just insane. And the fact that Matt Lauer says he's a KGB agent. And, I mean, guys, you know Raul Castro is in power, so to speak. But Fidel is not dead. Fidel is not on life support under in a tomb under the palace somewhere. Fidel Castro is still alive. Raul Castro is Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is Raul Castro. So the same evil bastard that tried to kill Kennedy, that forged an alliance with Russia, that was part of a period of time that almost saw us get into a nuclear war. I mean, this is all legit. All this stuff happened. And that's Cuba. And the same person that was in charge and almost was part of nuking us is still the same person now that Obama is watching baseball with. To Castro. And then the other big controversy. And when I say controversy, they're not necessarily controversies. They're manufactured BS. They're manufactured BS. And again, Lauer interrupts Trump, pushes Trump. Remember, the left is only upset because Lauer asked Hillary about the email. That's it. They're upset about the email questions and the fact that Lauer didn't dive deeper into the Howard Stern appearance. They're upset that he didn't dive more into the Howard Stern appearance. Remember, so Donald, right after you had sex with Melania and you were mopping up the, the waste, let's talk about the war. What do you think about it? I guess so. Always remember this. Always take away from this episode of the program. What would your wife and your girlfriend, I don't mean to keep beating this, but it's important. Always go back to what would your wife, what would your girlfriend, what would your boyfriend, what would your husband say if you said, do you love me? And they went, I guess so. They would not walk away going, he loves me. Yes. Yes. I'm so happy. They would go, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like you're totally in love with me here. But back to Putin. Back to Lauer interrupting Trump. Saying, now, you say you have a plan for ISIS, but it's secret. You don't want to tell anybody. Trump's like, don't want to basically tell the enemy, hey, this is what we're going to do like Obama did. Okay, but then you said, within 30 days of being president, you're going to meet with your generals, and you're going to ask them for a plan. So if you have a plan, why would you ask the generals to give you a plan? Again, the left is saying Lauer was horrible. Why was he horrible? Well, he asked Hillary questions about the email. And he wasn't hard on Trump. Not hard on Trump. Saying to Trump, well, at one point you said you're smarter than the generals. Why would you need to ask them about a plan which you have said you already have? I mean, I'm watching it going, wow. Wow, Lauer's tough here. Lauer's being a little aggressive. He wasn't like this with Hillary, but no. The left. And why, again, this is so hard to understand. I don't get. Trump said, listen, between a year ago, or hell, if Trump wins and becomes president, you're talking probably 2 years since this whole journey started. A lot happens in 2 years. A lot happens in a year and 8 months, a year and 9 months. A lot happens. A lot happens. So why would I not say to my new generals, and everybody goes, he doesn't understand. You can't just fire generals. Well, you don't fire generals, you force them out. Just ask all the generals that Obama has forced out. Just ask General Flynn. Yeah, you force generals out. Yeah, that's generally what happens. A general retires. Through the chain of command, you get notified, hey, you need to retire. It happens. And the left trying to play that, oh, he said the generals are a disaster. No. He said the generals have been reduced to rubble under Clinton and Obama. He has faith in the military, but not in Clinton and the current leadership. That's what he said. It's exactly what he said. He didn't say, oh, the generals, they're all military's crap. He didn't say that. He said the military has been reduced to rubble. Military has been reduced to rubble under Clinton and Obama. I have faith in the military. I don't have faith in Clinton and Obama. And when Matt Lauer says, oh, but these are going to be the same generals that you're going to be dealing with. No. Again, no. That's not going to happen. Generals can't be fired. Yeah. They're not officially fired, but they're pushed out. And the audacity. And the audacity for the left to try to say Trump is trashing generals, where you could go to the Daily Beast, you could go to a whole slew of liberal propaganda sites where they are going after the list that Trump has of retired generals and admirals that have supported him. And they're going through that list. And they're calling out different generals and admirals for things that they have said. So there's liberal outlets that are trashing generals. And not one person is calling them out. But somehow they're trying to spin that Trump was trashing generals. And again, go to the Daily Beast. They did an entire, and remember, the Daily Beast is controlled by Chelsea Clinton. The holding company that controls the Daily Beast, they also control OkCupid and a bunch of other hooker-style sites. Because that's all those dating apps are, basically, are hooker sites. Yeah, there's people looking to hook up, but it's also people on there, and you hit them, you swipe them, and then it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, I cost money. Or when you go on a date, it's like, oh, but you think I would date you? You're a troll. Look at me. Now, if you give me $500, it's different. Remember, Chelsea Clinton is the president of that company that controls the Daily Beast. So they did an entire article going, oh, you want to know about these generals that support Donald Trump? Well, let's start with General Flynn, who Obama fired. I mean, there's a list of generals that are supporting Trump that the Daily Beast took a big dump on. And nobody's saying a word. Not a word. But they're trying to spin, oh, Trump was going after the generals. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Trump's got 80-something generals. And a whole bunch of them were forced out by Obama. They were turned into rubble. Real simple. Real simple. Sorry, left. Sorry. And those are the big takeaways. Those were the big takeaways from what the left is calling the disaster of all disasters. The disaster of all disasters. The NBC executive saying Matt Lauer was a disaster. Why? Because he asked Hillary Clinton questions about the server. Again, they should be thanking. They should be thanking Matt Lauer. A, he gave just no follow-up. No Benghazi. No already troops on the ground. He could have just went nuts. He could have, but, and they've now set up this firestorm on the left that Anderson Cooper, Lester Holt, and Martha Razinsky are not going to get trapped into. Oh, no, they're not going to get trapped into that. So they're going to make sure that when they moderate the debates, they will not ask Hillary any tough questions. And instead, they will walk up to Donald Trump and kick him in the ding-ding. That's what they're going to do. They're going to kick him in the ding-ding as hard as they can. That's what they're going to do. And there's the wrap-up. There's the town hall. That's my 2 cents. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Okay? It's the Rob Zicari Show. That's the wrap-up. And we're going to take a very quick break. Okay? Very quick. It's going to be this quick of a break. Okay? And then we'll be back. Then we're going to kind of wrap everything up. So don't go away. If you want, tune in to Spreaker right now. Tune in to Blog Talk. And you'll be able to listen to what we got playing, which is a little Baked Alaska. Be right back. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Real quick, the other thing I did forget. was the, and I have this on my other note, and I was like, oh, I forgot about this. The other thing that the left is going crazy about is when Matt Lauer said, you know, you've gotten some intel. Have you learned it? I know you can't say anything. And Trump talked about body language. Oh, they're beside themselves. How could he make a statement like that? How could he make a statement like that? How could he make a statement like that? Body language. And it seemed like the people that were briefing him used body language in reference to not agreeing with Obama. How would he say? What do you mean? How is this shocking? I don't understand the shock to this. I'm serious. I don't get the shock to this. It's no different than when Hillary or Obama are talk about, oh, they're recruiting terrorists. They recruit terrorists with Donald Trump's words. How do you figure? You have proof to this? You have evidence of this? See, the left is unhinged because they've never had to face a Republican or conservative or populist or whatever you want to call Trump. An a-hole, whatever. The left has never had to face an opponent who gives back to them equal, if not more, of what they give to Republicans. That's what really has them unhinged. They've never had to have a fight like this. Romney didn't do any of this stuff Trump does. I don't care. Just don't give me Trump doesn't know anything. Trump does. Stop. Just stop. Stop. The end of the day, campaigning styles, campaign tactics. Everything that you're seeing Democrats going through as it pertains to Trump, everything you're seeing the press going through as it pertains to Trump, everything that you see happening, they've never, ever have had this happen before. They never had to deal with Romney at this level. They never had to deal with old man McCain at this level. Never. Never. Never had. The only time they got a little glimpse of a mild fight was Bush and Kerry. That was mild. But they've never had to deal with a candidate that gives the Democrats what the Democrats dish out to them. The press has never, ever dealt with a candidate that doesn't let them push them around. They've never had to deal with that. They've never had to deal with a candidate that will say, oh, wait, excuse me, Chris Cuomo. Oh, excuse me. You're wrong. What? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're a shill. They've never dealt with that. They've never had a candidate go stop, shh, stop, sit down, stop. They've never dealt with that. They're the ones that are the keyboard warriors. They're the ones that have always had the free reins to go. Okay, here's my new story. So-and-so Republican is a racist, is a misogynist, is blah, 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 blah. And then everybody talks about it, and the candidate is shamed into resigning. Candidate is shamed. Seriously. So when Trump goes, yeah, I got the intel reports, and man, yeah, you know, it was shocking. All I could say is from their body language, this is just me saying, this is my opinion, from their body language, yeah, they're not too happy with Obama. The left's like, what? How could you say that? Well, I don't know. No different than Hillary Clinton going, you know, ISIS is using Donald Trump's words to recruit. Donald Trump is recruiting terrorists. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that? What, do you got a pipeline to the terrorist connection? Really? You got a pipeline to the terrorist's connection? There's a terrorist hotline? And they're like, oh, yeah, we'd like to tell you that Donald... But get out of here. Trump talking about body language is no different than Hillary Clinton or Obama saying Donald Trump and his words are recruiting terrorists. So in essence, the next terrorist attack we have is because of Donald Trump. Not because of the terrorists, not because of Obama's policies, but it's because of Trump and his words. See, Democrats are used to nobody pushing back. They're used to being able to say those types of things. And Republicans go, yes, okay, yes. All right, yes. That's what they're used to. They're not used to pushback to the point where a candidate goes, yeah, you know, body language. Some body language. Yeah, body language showed me. Body language showed me that the generals weren't too happy. What? Remember, you're talking about the left. You're talking about network television programs. Talking about articles in the New York Times and Washington Post, talking about Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, where they're questioning Trump's mental state. They're not doctors. They're not doctors. You have people like Jennifer Granholm questioning Trump's mental state. They're not doctors. So they're putting thoughts in the voters' minds that Donald Trump is crazy, that he's mentally unstable. Okay. And Donald Trump put in the minds of millions and millions and millions of people, he put their minds that CIA briefers, intel briefers, gave him body language. That said, they're not happy with Obama. Well, and the left doesn't like that. The left doesn't like the right playing their game, but better. The media doesn't like the fact that the right is playing their game better. They don't like that. They're upset. How dare you make this body language CIA? I mean, I watched MSNBC last night with Matthews and the old hipster douchebag O'Donnell. I watched them just so upset over the body language. What does that mean? Huh? What does it mean? Body language. What is he inferring? That somehow there's some body language? Huh? That's just outrageous. Oh. Well, coming from you guys, coming from the left, talking about Trump's mental capacity, talking about ISIS and terrorists and Trump's recruiting them, and all of those things are void of facts. Yeah, I had to throw that in there. That was the other big outrage by the left. Like I said, they got beat. Remember, politics is a game. That's all it is. That's it. It's a game. It's a game of who the American people like more and like least. That's it. Nobody votes for a president based on their policy positions it's all on personality. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's personality. It's personality. It's based on the particular time that we're at as a country. It's not based on who has the best idea. I mean, let's face it. There's only so many ideas as it pertains to solving issues. I mean, seriously. It's not an effing Rubik's Cube. It really isn't. There's only so many ideas, so many concepts that one can have for a certain problem. And it's based on that politician coming up with one of those scenarios, one of those concepts that won't piss off enough people that will make them lose a vote. I mean, that's why Trump gets into trouble more than half the time with things that he says, because he talks like a real person. He's not a master in giving an answer that is like, wow, that was like a 5-minute answer that involved language that was so eloquent. And at the end of the day, what did that all mean? Anytime a politician goes, as a young man, very good question, Matt. Let me tell you, as a young man, my father taught me simple principles. And those principles, as it pertains to life, involve three things. What does that have to do with ISIS? What does that have to do with lead in the drinking water? What does that have to do with illegal immigration? What does that have to do with jobs? What is some little diatribe about how your daddy raised you or something that your mommy taught you when you were breastfeeding? What does that have to do with anything? But he hasn't mastered that. So when he goes, no, yes, we'll look into it, maybe, people are like, what the hell's that? You can't say that. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? That's how the average person, that's how the average person would answer. What are you going to do about illegals that serve in the military? Are you going to deport them? Well, that's a special circumstance. What? What do you mean? Well, it is. That's different than selling oranges. Sorry. Sorry. I mean, it's, you know, it's just the way it is. Just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You know, the left, and again, the left, these people, rather it's the Huffington Post, or it's the Daily Beast, or it's Brooke Baldwin, or the list goes on, Lawrence O'Donnell, Brian Stoutler on CNN. I mean, they don't get it. But they also are people that just don't, they're not people that, how do you explain it? They're people that were, I hate to say loser, because it's such a, you know, barbaric word. It's just like so uneducated, I guess. But they are people that were not popular in school. They were not popular in life. They were the outcasts. Okay? They were the people that when they showed up to a party, you went, oh, God, it's Lawrence O'Donnell. Ugh. They were those people. They're not your everyday average person. You know, they're the people that look down on you because you use the word literally instead of literally. And there's people on the right, the Never Trumpers, same thing. And for the life of them, they just don't understand how Trump can be popular. They just don't understand. And it really is simple. It really is easy. It is. It really is. It's simple. It's easy. And I know deep down inside, they get it, but they don't want to admit it. But they get it. They get it. It's the same reason why Bill Clinton played saxophone on Arsenio Hall's show, and why he can take a cigar and insert it in an intern's orifice. And overall be just a pig. And yet, they love him. And they question Trump and they actually say Trump is unpresidential. You have to be presidential. And this is coming from them who revere Bill Clinton. Who revere Bill Clinton? I mean, it's amazing. I know, guys, I know. The connection is flopping because we're basically done with the show. I just had to throw in my 2 cents. And my friend who keeps hitting me up saying, dude, what's the topic? What's the topic? We're done. The show's done. We've been going on for 2.5 hours. It's over. We're just wrapping up. We're talking about the Matt Lauer town hall, talking about Hillary Clinton, talking about the left's outrage that Matt Lauer actually asked a question about the emails. So we're just wrapping it up. We're done. It's over. It's finished. I was just doing a little last minute wrap up because people are distraught over Matt Lauer. But anyways, listen, we're out of here. Come tomorrow. We'll be here. Same time, same place. You guys are the best. It's Rob Zicari Show. Don't forget, go to the website, therobzicarishow.com. Go there. We've got stories. We have blog. Guys, trust me. If you go to our website, you'll go to the website every single day. You might go there 2, 3, 4 times a day. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? Just check out the website. Just go there. I promise. If you one article you will read, you will be hooked. I promise. Go there. It's Rob Zicari Show. Go to us on Facebook. Go to us on Spreaker. Go to us on Blog Talk. Go to us on Periscope. I think tomorrow they're going to be putting it up on YouTube to do the whole YouTube stream thing. All the places and all the ways you could watch the program. Anyways, you guys are the best. You guys are awesome. Don't forget, RobZicariShow.com. Go there. I promise you will enjoy it. Read the articles. We'll see you tomorrow. We're out of here. Good day. Good afternoon. Good night.